Aboriginal languages will feature as part of the HSC curriculum in 2016. The New South Wales government announced the initiative earlier this week as it looks to strengthen Indigenous culture in the state. The Wire's Stephanie Richards has the story.
With more and more Aboriginal languages facing close extinction, there has been a long-waging battle to introduce more Aboriginal language teaching in schools. Earlier this week, the New South Wales government announced it will include Aboriginal languages as a new HSC subject. Leslie Williams, State Minister for Aboriginal Affairs, says this will mean students will be able to study Aboriginal languages for longer.
What we'll see is more opportunities for young people to be able to continue to use their language and then get some credit for it through a HSC subject. We currently have 61 school campuses which are teaching Aboriginal language using our K-10 syllabus, and this is an extension of that program.
Leslie Williams, New South Wales Minister for Aboriginal Affairs. Rob Amery is the head of linguistics at the University of Adelaide and convener of the Gunawarrapingindi Committee. He welcomes the New South Wales government's initiative, but says it's been a long time coming.
It's something that should have happened years and years ago. Back in 1994, we developed the Australian Indigenous Languages Framework, which was a national framework for all states in Australia to adopt. And these things really should have happened way back then or before that. If we think in 1994, there were 34 languages other than English which was taught in Australian schools, and not one Indigenous language at that time.
Rob Amery says it's a challenge to promote Aboriginal language teaching in schools.
Since we got that Australian Indigenous Languages Framework accredited back in 1994, the real problem has been implementation. We just don't have the teachers to teach those programs at the moment. And of course, at Year 11 and 12 level, there's a lot of competing demands within the curriculum. So it really is a bit of a challenge to get these language programs happening.
Rob Amery says learning Aboriginal languages is important, as these languages are better equipped to describe the climate and land.
Aboriginal languages are the unique linguistic heritage that we have in this country. Look, every language has its own genius, its own way of looking at the world. And these languages have been adapted to the Australian environment over many, many thousands of years. They're much better equipped to talk about the land that we live in and the climate that we experience here than a European language like English. So we find in Indigenous languages, we can say things in a single word like bilbara, which is where Pilbara comes from, and that refers to the debris left in trees after a flood. But how do you explain that in English? It takes a whole lot of words to do that. In that language, just one word says it all. So these languages are well suited to talk about the country that we live in, the climate that we experience. And of course, they're well suited to talk about the cultures that are associated with these languages.
Rob Amery says it would be a great loss to Australia if Aboriginal languages were to be rendered extinct.
We're losing so much of this linguistic heritage which has been built up over many thousands of years. And those languages, you know, are the key to unlocking medicines, plants with antibacterial properties or certain chemical properties. It's often the languages which give us a pointer to those kind of things within the environment. And if we lose those languages, we lose that storehouse of knowledge which has been built up over many thousands of years. A really sad thing.
Rob Amery, Head of Linguistics at the University of Adelaide and convener of the Gunawarrapingindi Committee. Taylor Power is a Kaurna language teacher at Gillies Street Primary School in Adelaide. She says it's important for Aboriginal languages to be in the curriculum.
For me, it's important because, for starters, it's my language, and I just think that everybody should have the opportunity to be able to embrace it. All Aboriginal languages are a part of Australian culture, so I think they have every right to be in the curriculum.
Taylor Power says she's been overwhelmed by the positive response from the school community.
The response has been so good. So much better than I actually expected. Everybody loves it, especially the kids that I teach. I've been teaching there since early last year, and I'm still in the same class, so I move up with my students, and they just absolutely love it. They are so fascinated by it, and when they hear me speak it fluently, they want to be able to do that, so it's really rewarding. All of them, well, not all of them, but a majority of them go home and they teach it to their parents and they teach it to their siblings, and it's made such an impact that I've actually had other students in the school come up to me and ask me to teach Kaurna in their class. So I think they'd definitely be interested in continuing their learning once they get older, for sure.
Taylor Power, Kaurna language teacher, ending that report by The Wire's Stephanie Richards.